The Velocity Multiplier. How transaction frequency shapes points, scores. Points programs rarely reward only how much you spend. They also reward how often you spend. That hidden layer is the velocity multiplier, the boost tied to transaction frequency. Programs like Triya's Point Seasons, XPlace's XP system, and EtherDeFi's loyalty tiers all weight transaction cadence alongside spend volume. This guide explains the math behind it and how to apply it without overspending. Why transaction frequency drives point scores in 2026. Loyalty systems are built to change behavior, not just track it. The core business goal is to increase purchase frequency and basket size, which is why points programs increasingly measure active use rather than raw volume. A 2024 Bond Brand Loyalty Report found that loyalty members spend 12-18% more with a brand than non-members, which is why programs care about repeat engagement and not just one-time spend. For points-based crypto cards and seasonal rewards, the cadence of your transactions can be as important as the total. If you ignore velocity, you leave a chunk of your score behind. How frequency shapes your score transaction. Frequency affects point scores because most programs evaluate engagement using models that explicitly weight how often and how recently you transact, not just how much you spend. The most common framework behind this is RFM, recency, frequency, and monetary value. Even if a program does not call it RFM, many scoring systems borrow its logic by rewarding more frequent users with higher tiers, multipliers, or streak bonuses. The velocity multiplier simplified. Think of your points score as two layers. 1, base points from spend. 2, a multiplier based on transaction frequency and recency. A clean way to model it. Points score. Base points x velocity multiplier. Where the velocity multiplier is driven by number of transactions per month. Number of active days. Time since last transaction. Merchant diversity. Sometimes, programs rarely publish the full formula. But the behavior is consistent. More frequent, steady activity signals habit and retention, so it earns more credit than one large purchase. Example, same spend, different frequency. Assume a program gives 1 point per $1 and a velocity multiplier based on monthly transactions. Scenario, monthly spend, transactions, active days, velocity multiplier, points earned, single purchase, $600, 1.0x, 600. Weekly purchases, $600, 12, 4, 1.1x, 1660. Daily microspend, $600, $30, 15, 1.3x, 780. This is illustrative, but it shows the core effect. The same spend can earn 30% more points if your transaction cadence is higher and more consistent. Why programs add guardrails, high-frequency bursts are also a fraud signal. Card networks and payment platforms use velocity rules to detect card testing and unusual transaction spikes. That is why programs often exclude tiny transactions, cap points per day, or require a minimum purchase size. Risk control drives these limits as much as reward economics. Per transaction costs. Set the floor on velocity math frequency does not exist in a vacuum. Each transaction has real costs in the payment system. The Federal Reserve's 2023 interchange report shows average interchange fees for exempt debit transactions around 0.34 per transaction and average network fees around 0.129 per transaction, with prepaid debit averages higher at 0.57 per transaction. Those are system-level averages, not your personal costs, but they show why tiny transactions are expensive to support. It is reasonable to expect points programs to protect themselves with minimums or caps because per transaction costs are not zero. A practical ROI formula. Use this structure to estimate your effective reward rate. Effective rate, Shirkran, spend X, base rate X, velocity multiplier X, point value, fees, spreads, then divide by spend to get a percentage. Example calculation, illustrative, not financial advice. Assume monthly spend. Well, $500 base earn, 1 point per $1 velocity multiplier, 1.2x at 20 plus transactions, point value, 0.01 per point, assumption for illustration, total fees or spreads, 0.5% of spend. Math, base points, C500 adjusted points, 1500x 1.2, Sir 1800 reward value, 1800 6011, 18 draw learned fees or spreads, 500x 0.5% or 750. Net value, 18 Zoller, 750 or 1050. Effective rate, 1050 or $1,500, 0.7%. If you did not hit the velocity tier, 1.0x, the effective rate drops to 0.5%. In this example, frequency adds 0.2 percentage points. That is meaningful, but only if the extra transactions are natural and do not increase fees or risk. Decision framework. Ask these three questions before chasing a multiplier. 1. Can I reach the frequency threshold with organic purchases I already make? 2. Do the program rules allow small transactions, or do they impose minimums and caps? 3. Does the velocity boost still beat a simple cashback card after fees and spreads? If any answer is no, chasing velocity likely reduces your net value. 5 misreads of frequency-driven points programs. Myth: only total spend matters. Frequency and recency are common inputs in scoring models, so two users with the same spend can earn different scores. Myth: split every purchase to increase points. Excessive transaction bursts can trigger velocity rules and risk controls. Myth: more transactions are always better. Per transaction costs are real in the payment stack. So many programs add minimums, caps, or exclusions. Myth: velocity replaces cost math. A higher score does not help if conversion fees, spreads, or annual fees eat the gains. Myth: points programs are only about rewards. They are also about shaping habit and lifetime value, so they will nudge you towards steady engagement, not sporadic spikes. How this applies to specific crypto cards. Crypto card points are evolving towards seasonal scores and engagement tiers. Here's how the major programs handle frequency. Tria runs points seasons, where every dollar spent earns points toward Tria token allocation. Active daily users accumulate faster than someone who makes one large monthly purchase. XPlace uses transaction-based XP that feeds into their TGE allocation. Their system tracks active days and merchant diversity alongside raw volume. Ether, DeFi Cash ties card spending to ecosystem loyalty tiers. Consistent weekly usage moves you up tiers faster than sporadic large transactions. Plutus rewards daily purchases with PLU staking perks. Their per-transaction structure means splitting a $200 grocery run into two trips can earn more PLU than one visit. If you are pursuing points or airdrop exposure, compare programs that explicitly track activity tiers. If you prefer predictable value, prioritize cashback cards where velocity has less influence. For any card, check fees, caps, and conversion mechanics before chasing points.